Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 146. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I will be your host for this show. I am recording this episode on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. When you're listening to this, it's rather a happy belated Thanksgiving, as you will be able to hear this episode for the first time on November 29th. Getting in this recording on a topic that I was hesitant to record, but just based on the sheer number of questions and confusion on the subject, I thought it made sense to share all of this with you here. So in today's episode, as you can tell, I am riding solo and we'll be discussing the new terms of service Amazon has made surrounding the topic of ranking, you know, using search, find, buy, rebates, and doctored or gamified links meant to game the Amazon search. So in episode number 142, I think it's like two episodes ago, I shared my opinions on the seller forum post regarding exactly that while it was not yet TOS. And the purpose of it was to just really advise everybody as to what would probably come and to prepare if necessary. So we now have a clarification and an official TOS change. So a lot of rules actually changed. And, you know, the two that we're going to be covering on this episode, I'll read to you verbatim in a second. I will not bore you with reading the entire change of the rules as it affects other areas of Amazon, but it definitely makes sense for you to check them out. So now that it is official, I'll tell you my opinions on it and share, and more importantly, I'm going to share a road forward for ranking and solidifying long-term success, profitable success on the Amazon platform. So if you are a new seller listening to this, and you may feel like the sky is falling and like everything you've been told to date, you may have even planned, like has just gone out the window, right? You may have even planned your success on or around the existence of rebates, search, find, buy, or gamified URLs. If this is the case, definitely stick around for this episode as it is not a apocalypse now, doom and gloom. The goal of this episode is to be very positive, and I think there's a lot to be positive and excited about. So you're in the right place. You're actually in a very unique and amazing part of your journey if you are a new seller listening to this, because you have an opportunity to pivot your brand's resources into strategies that are not only going to assure your long-term success on Amazon, but can just as easily be leveraged on other marketplaces and your website. If you happen to be a grizzled veteran Amazon seller, and you're probably reeling a little bit from this TOS change, depending on what your dependence was on these sort of strategies, you actually have an advantage as well. And that is you've tasted what success can look like on the Amazon platform. So, fortunately there is a lot of strategies that you can deploy, new strategies, that hopefully you will learn in this episode and future episodes that are going to stand the test of time and TOS changes. So, wherever you're at in your journey, I'm 100% available to help and shed light on what I've been doing for years and what works profitably to sell on Amazon. So don't hesitate to reach out for me if you have any questions. This is not a one-way conversation. Feel free. I'm pretty transparent. You know, you can text me at text me first, 305-902-1283. I have nothing to sell you. I'm just offering to help. Best way to actually reach out to me if you have any questions or you're kind of like reeling from this rule change would be our very active Amazon Telegram group chat, which you can access at amazongroupchat.com. So before diving completely in today's episode, I wanted to take a moment to remind you that Online Seller Cruise sets sail on February 5th and cabins are going fast. If you are legitimately interested in growing your Amazon or e-com business with some of the brightest minds in the industry, feel free to pause this episode and grab your tickets at onlinesellercruise.com. I feel like 90 days or less than 90 days away from setting sail. We have a lot of attendees so far, and we got an amazing lineup of speakers. So I'm sure February 5th, this is still going to be a super hot topic that we're all talking about. So being on the ship with the brightest minds in the industry that are actually solving for this and have real data to compare, I cannot think of a better place to be for that. So like I said a second ago, there are several updates to the rules that have recently happened, rules being Amazon's terms of service and code of conduct. Here's the exact verbiage of what we're going to be covering in this episode, though. So this is from Amazon. Number one, it's going to be, and I'm pulling out a paper here to actually read this. So manipulating sales rank, such as by accepting fake orders or orders you have paid for or refunded externally, or orders that you discounted externally, or making claims about sales rank in the product titles or descriptions. Second, attempting to influence search results by inflating search ranking through keyword manipulation or incentivizing customers' searches to appear as organic behavior. Let me read that last part again. I think I'll read that whole number two again because I couldn't read my own handwriting for a second. But attempting to influence search results by inflating search ranking through keyword manipulation or incentivizing customers' searches to appear as organic behavior. So this is your search find buys. This is every type of URL imaginable if it's not just a direct link to your Amazon product detail page. Anything by any name that tries to dupe Amazon's algorithm into thinking it's organic behavior is now officially against terms of service. So this means search, find, buy, rebates, and all the links of every name, besides just a regular link to your Amazon product detail page, are officially dead, or dead in the eyes of Amazon, officially against terms of service. So after reading this, and it's official, here are some questions that I ask myself after reading this. So I'm trying to like put you in my head for a second so you really get a feel for like how I approach rule changes and stuff like this, and how I interpret things the way they are. I'm going off the verbiage from the Amazon terms of service, and I'm inserting my opinions into this. Okay. So one thing I ask myself is, now that Amazon has made this official, what does it mean for us as sellers? You know what I mean? Another thing I ask myself is how to apply my intention mental model that I discussed in episode number 142. And for those of you that haven't listened to 142, I highly advise you jump over there and check it out. But to date, Amazon's rules and rules on most marketplaces and just in general, they're written vaguely so as to protect the marketplace or platform that that they're on, not to protect us as sellers. So this is the first time that Amazon has been so direct, crystal clear in what they mean by manipulating search and, you know, making things look like organic behavior, manipulating the search engine, rebates, all of that stuff. So What I ask myself is like, what is the intention of this? And then since I am doing business on that platform and no one likes to proverbial, you know what, where you eat, then you want to go and sell and rank and be successful in the spirit of the platform, right? Another question I ask myself, and this is just a quick one, but this is the process I'm going through in my head, is private label dead, right? So for starters, I feel like I must say this, but a huge thank you to Amazon for finally being clear on a rule change. So I wish they had been doing this, you know, a decade and a half ago. They have never been this direct. I hope this is a trend that continues. My only thing I'd love to see is I really hate, like, regardless of where you stand on this, we're all sellers and we're all trying to achieve success. And in some cases, we actually try to help other sellers. So I wish that, you know, they could have done a lot sooner. You know, there's entire industries that have been created to help people rank, and there's softwares that have been created to help people rank and do what they now call as manipulation. These softwares have, you know, been accepted into the Amazon, you know, what do you call it? A service providers category. They have been mentioned in support tickets on Amazon ad nauseum, and Amazon never officially said no. They never said anything like that. So, I mean, I really wish that they would continue being clear like they just were on this rule, and also that they do it in a more timely manner. so as to not catch so many people unawares. I think this is besides the point, but I think that, you know, rebates and the way algorithms are being used, I really don't think Amazon cares a great deal about that. I don't subscribe to this whole BS about, you know, the reason that they don't care is that it makes them more money. I think that's a weak argument, because if 40 people selling a product disappeared, 40 more people or one person would step right up immediately, automatically, and fill the void. So I don't see that as lost sales for Amazon. And there's been some cases recently where that actually, you know, that has been proven. I don't think they really minded it as, you know, as a form of, you know, getting seen, getting validated. I think a lot of people began abusing it. It became extraordinarily abusive, and perhaps they started carrying it to a point of two points. One, in lesser quality products were beginning to overtake quality products in search. And I think this really segues into the FTC sending everybody a warning letter. I think it was a couple of weeks back, letting Amazon and Walmart and everyone else know, like, hey, we don't like what you're doing here. And it seemed that I've been able to read it a bunch of times, and I was actually listening to a few different podcasts that touched on this, is that it seems that the FTC may have finally begun weighing in on the fact of, okay, look, like, we know you're not, we've been telling you constantly you can't game reviews. This is not, you know, we're here to protect consumers against this, but we also, you know, now that, you know, Amazon marketplaces and stuff like this exist, we know that buyers, they assume that the stuff that surfaces first is higher quality. So if somebody is gaming that, then you're also duping the consumer, and we're not cool with that. So that's some guesswork on my point. I think it makes a ton of sense. So I think we'll see more stuff like this. I think that, again, you know, rebates and all this other stuff are dead. Anytime Amazon makes a huge rule change like this, it usually is on the heels of some bad media. So they got some bad media on this. This FTC thing came down, and here they are showing, like, hey, we're not cool with this. We're doing stuff about this. Look, you know, I heard what you said. Like, so covering their own butt, so to speak. So huge thanks to Amazon for that. Are people still offering these sort of ranking services and gamified URLs as I record this? Yep. You know, will new sites offering this same service pop up offering the same thing but with a different name? Yeah, for sure. Will Amazon, in my opinion, begin suspending people for this? You bet. What this means is that if you decide to continue using these sort of ranking or launching methods, you're now clearly playing a form of Russian roulette with your Amazon seller account, perhaps even your entire business. Keep in mind, Amazon may have even hinted prior to this rule update at a fate far worse than account suspension, in my opinion. And that is a form of, like, shadow banning from search results. There was a great share by Ed Rosenberg that shared that Amazon was actively blocking certain brands from search. So, like, anytime somebody was trying to manipulate, you know, where they placed in page positions, ranking, reviews, anything like that, Amazon has begun just blocking you from search. I don't even know if there's a plan of action you could submit for that or anything. So I would imagine that's why I'm saying I think account suspension would be worse than that. So if you're doing this, you know, perhaps your account won't get suspended. You're just not going to show up at all or in part on search. And to me, that's sort of like a lot worse than an account suspension. So, how I apply my mental, like my intention mental model to this update is pretty simple. This is a very straightforward, clear rule change. I ask myself the question, what was the intention behind this rule? In this case, the answer is painfully obvious. Amazon does not want anybody using off-Amazon tactics to falsely manipulate the results of search. Period. End of story. Knowing this, I personally, as a seller, can choose to ignore my version of Search Find Buy that I currently use in my email marketing since it has worked for nearly a decade. I could tell myself that since I am using my own email list, then, you know, these TOS rule changes do not apply to me. And besides, how would Amazon even find out? So if I did continue, then here's what I risk. Like, I'd have to weigh that against I'm jeopardizing all of my gains to date on the platform. I could wipe out all of my businesses that are ready to be exited. And how will Amazon find out? There's always going to be a competitor that will get on my lists and rat me out when they see my search, find, buy approach on an email. Besides that, I think it's extraordinarily wise just to abide by Amazon's terms of service. I mean, we are selling on their platform. So the really great news in all of this is that there is so many other ways to rank on Amazon. And I'm going to rattle off a list of these in a bit, as well as a recommitment to you here on the podcast as to what you can expect from us on this show. So final question I asked myself was, is private label dead? Hell no. I think it is a better time to be a private label seller now than there has ever been on the Amazon platform. And this is just my opinion. There has never, ever been a better time to be a private label seller. I say this even though we're still in a global pandemic. Hard to tell sometimes that we're still in a global pandemic here in Miami, Florida. You know, our governor and the state itself was pretty, for the most part, you never even knew there was lockdowns happening. You only saw this on the news. But yeah, you know what? We're still in a global pandemic. We're still in what I'm going to say the worst logistics nightmare ever, which has made shipping painfully delayed or outright cost prohibitive. And I still say now is a better time to be a private label seller than ever before. At any point in the last 15 years of me selling, now is the best time. The reason I'm so optimistic is based on the long list of opportunities Amazon is giving us and sharing with us to sell successfully on Amazon. A few of them, just off the top of my head, Amazon Live Video, posts, greater and greater depth into ways to be more efficient with our PPC. It seems like every week they're rolling out a few new ways, a few new targeting types we can use on our PPC. Amazon DSP, which I'm going to just throw a number out there. I'd probably say like 98-99% of our private label competitors are not using. Manager customer experience, Amazon attribution, manager experience, unprecedented transparency into search by way of retail analytics, and dramatically improved placement of on-site promotions on our product detail pages. I can keep going. At this point, I don't know if I'm going to start repeating myself on some of these, but none of this stuff existed 15 years ago. So this is amazing. If you're coming to Amazon and you're approaching this as a brand, as someone that's going to build out, you know, inch wide, mile deep in a niche that will allow you to profitably leverage a lot of this. This was just on Amazon stuff, by the way. Like I didn't list a lot of other stuff that you could use to impact what you do on Amazon. So one of the ways, in my opinion, that this rule change will have a major impact is on the approach to product sourcing. And my thoughts here just briefly are that, you know, if you've not heard me say this on the show before, you know, I'm the organizer of the largest Amazon seller meetup group in the world. And something super unique about that is that it's not the largest Amazon seller private label meetup group in the world. It's just Amazon sellers of all kinds. So I get to see people that come in maybe at like retail arbitrage or wholesale. And I know this, I use this word jokingly, but evolve sort of into private label. And I get to see the whole like evolution or the whole trajectory like fully play out. And I've noticed that an alarmingly high amount of sellers launch me too products, mediocre quality products. And these sellers feel absolutely no need to differentiate or evolve their product because they can just give away enough products to appear as organic behavior and approve ranking. Now that tactic is out the window, sourcing products that do not lend themselves well to greater brand efforts will lead to, in my opinion, cost prohibitive PPC costs and an inability to utilize the tools Amazon provides brands. I promise to go in greater depth on this. Like, I can feel my mind wanting to rabbit hole on this specific subject, but so I absolutely promise to record a standalone episode on this topic, on how I feel like this rule change will impact impact product sourcing. And I'll try to get this out to you in the very, very near future. I want to take a second though to answer a question I've been asked more than any other question to date since beginning the Wizards of Amazon community. And that is, will Amazon suspend sellers who have used rebates and rebate services prior to this rule clarification? The only answer that I can honestly give you is I have no idea. So I'm not Amazon. I've learned not to guess what Amazon is going to do. My best guess, based on rule changes in the past and how they've treated them, my absolute best guess and based on experience would be that they will not go backward and suspend accounts. I absolutely do think, though, that accounts that continue, now knowingly breaking the rules, will definitely get suspended. Suspended and or shadow banned. I mean, I don't even know which one is worse at this point, right? So just don't do it anymore. You now know. It was like one of the hottest debated topics out there. It got to the point where if you were not pro rebate, you were behind the times. But they've been clear about it. Don't do it anymore. And if you do, just understand everybody's risk tolerance is different. But you are playing with fire at this point. So I want to throw one thing in there. A quick friendly reminder to all sellers. And this is, let me think of a way to say this that is, you know, I want to stay positive and upbeat here. For the absolute most part, the vast majority of people in our industry are positive, great people who, even if I differ in their strategy, or if we differ in our strategy or approach towards ranking, towards sourcing products, towards PPC, we our end goal is still the same, and that is success. There is a small percentage of sellers and, you know, service providers in the industry, though, that they are not as ethical when it comes to this. And what I've seen happen for the last 15 years is that, especially over the last decade, is that every time Amazon sort of makes, you know, a major rule change, or just says, okay, flavor of the week, that's over with, that doesn't work anymore, we don't like it, it never fails that somebody will look at the rule change and say something like, well, they said this in this paragraph and that in that paragraph. You know, if they strung them together as back-to-back sentences, then that would really mean that they really meant this. And since they didn't, it means they're okay with that. Or they didn't use this exact word, right? They like try to surgically dissect the rule change to fit their narrative. And what this normally leads to is the same thing being offered under a different name. So something that I think sellers should be wary of, if I was to guess, is I would say that there are going to be many clubs, private Facebook groups, VIP chats, and things like that are going to begin popping up everywhere, or that you're going to begin being invited to. And these clubs are going to promise something that I don't think that they can deliver on. And they're going to promise, you know, this privacy to shield you from Amazon finding out and sort of giving you the Thanos snap. So this is not even a new tactic. It's Amazon has, there's a million ways to crack those. It's also not true that Amazon needs to like identify you as part of one of these groups. It's just perception. And Amazon does find these things out sooner rather than later. The last thing I want is for you to have, for the first time ever, great clarity from Amazon as to what's okay and what's not, and you not use this opportunity to really steer your business in the right direction if it was not already going in the right direction. And if it was, you know, double down on your efforts. This something else he meant, Amazon does not need to find these VIP groups. They won't need to find you. They won't need to connect you to you. Amazon only needs to see the unnatural buying patterns that occur and the accounts they impact. If your network, think about this. If your network is advising you to respond to this obvious rule change in this way, in my opinion, there is no easy way to say this, but you should definitely upgrade your network. Before wrapping up this episode, I want to recommit something to you. That is, whether it is in a meetup group, an episode on this podcast, or one of our upcoming workshops, Noemi and I always strive to bring you cutting-edge white hat strategies that will allow you to build a strong, stable, and profitable e-com business. Personally, because of this clarification, I'm going to quadruple down on bringing you tips, tricks, strategies, tactics on this show that will allow you to excel in the areas of, like, you know, how to reduce wasted Amazon ad spend, you know, the best on product detail page optimization, a topic that does not get touched on enough, on Amazon keyword strategies, how to leverage a brick and mortar store on Amazon, you know, on Amazon. You definitely a lot of on Amazon keyword strategies, Amazon DSP, something we just barely begun scratching the surface on, this year in the meetup groups, email list building, community building, driving traffic, Facebook ads, Google ads, off Amazon content asset creation, SEO. I mean, the list goes on and on. These are solid gold foundational things that you could be working on, and you could are definitely worth your time, your resources to build a business that is TOS proof, if you will. So, I just wanted to recommit that to you. I appreciate your trust and your time in listening to this show, perhaps even attending the meetup events. I would absolutely love to know your thoughts on these rule changes. I wanna wrap this up now and try to keep this under the 30-minute mark. I feel like we might be approaching that. But again, I really, really, really would love to know your thoughts on these rule changes, whether or not you agree with me on my interpretation on this or not. I absolutely love hearing from you. It just absolutely makes my day when I see something on social or on Telegram or anywhere, private message, anything, letting me know that you love this episode, or it inspired you, or you know, broke a barrier down for you. So I love hearing from you. Do not hesitate to tag me on social or shoot me an email at carlos@wizardsofecom.com. And with that, I will talk to you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.